School's out for summer. Students may feel free from the responsibilities of homework and tests. But parents, well, they've got to figure out what to do with their kids during the next 10 to 12 weeks while they're at work.
Yeah, and summer camps abound, but they can be pricey. In fact, a study released yesterday by the progressive think tank Center for American Progress ranked Arizona as the third least affordable state when it comes to summer learning programs. The average family here spends more than $4,000 on these kinds of programs, and that's typically just covering half the summer. We're joined now by Christina Novoa. She's a policy analyst for the Center for American Progress. Christina, thanks for being on the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So let's start with where this information is coming from. What types of programs did you find here in Arizona, and why do they cost so much?
Absolutely. So thank you for having me. This information is coming from the America After 3 p.m. survey. This is the After School Alliance's report. It's a national survey. And so parents were asked about the sort of programs that they enroll their children in the summer, how much they pay, and for how many weeks.
Okay. So I noticed as looking at this that the average price that a family is going to pay for summer learning really varies from state by state. Like in Idaho, it's $1,000. It's almost $7,000 in Nevada. Where is the gap coming from?
You know, it's really hard to tell. This is just sort of a national survey. But I think the important thing to take away from this is that summer care and childcare in general is just out of reach for families. So I think it really speaks to the need for a national solution.
Yeah, I want to talk about that in a moment as well. But let's first talk about what this might mean for the students here, for kids who maybe are from low-income families where they just can't afford $4,000 for half a summer. What does it mean for those families?
Well, it just means, as you can imagine, they're not able to enroll in these programs. So we know that all children, regardless of their income, experience a decline in some academic skills during the summer.
The summer slide, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we know that when children from low-income families are unable to enroll in these programs, they are more likely to experience boredom, not being in stimulating environments, and they're more likely to experience these steeper declines in academic skills.
Yeah. So you were advocating for, like you mentioned, a national solution. What would that look like in your mind?
Sure, absolutely. So I think there is a blueprint out there that can really help us figure out something to do to approach childcare and make it more affordable for all families. So Senator Patty Murray from Washington has introduced the Child Care for Working Families Act. This would guarantee child care assistance for families with children under 13 and under. And it ensures that no one pays more than 7% of their income. It also includes additional support for providers, making sure that providers receive a living wage, and helps just make sure that these programs are high quality.
What about on a local level, like on a statewide level? Are there differences in how states fund these things? And do you think there could be more money on that level to fund programs like that?
Sure. I think that this is something that states are figuring out. Like I said, I think that there's a really good example out there at a national level that I think is a good blueprint for solutions at the state level.
All right. Christina Novoa is policy analyst for the Center for American Progress. Christina, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.